That's the first movement of a cello concerto in D with Violetta, composed by Nicola Fiorenza. It was played by Catherine Jones with Van Diemen's Band, and the artistic director of Van Diemen's Band is the violinist Julia Fredersdorf, and she's my first guest on today's music show. Tell me, Julia, who is this person who I confess freely I had never heard of before, Nicola Fiorenza?
Yeah, I had never heard of him before either until about a year and a half ago. He's a Neapolitan composer. He was quite well known, obviously, locally, and so was the Neapolitan school. They were famous for, particularly for their instrumental virtuosity. And he was a violinist, apparently quite a fiery character. Sort of goes with Naples, doesn't it? He was working at the conservatorium, also as the first violinist in the court orchestra there in Naples. And he was famous for drawing his sword on his students.
What do you mean if they made a mistake?
Yeah, that's right. If they made a mistake, he would draw his sword. And apparently, eventually he was dismissed because all his students ran away.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? I mean, that's more than a rap over the knuckles from Sister Whatever.
Exactly right. But his music is, I guess because of this temperament, it's extremely expressive, and it's the Neapolitan school was a quite a different style from what was happening in Europe at the time. But there are some beautiful, particularly the second movements, they're quite lyrical, almost a precursor to the bel canto style. And the cello writing is absolutely exquisite. So we just couldn't wait to get these down, basically, these concertos.
Do we know why the cello in particular should have been, you know, appealing to these composers?
It was mainly because he was only working with instrumentalists, and all of the musicians he was working with were quite amazing technicians. And I believe that there was a very good cellist that he was working with at the court. So yeah, that's why they were written. He also wrote a lot for violin for himself. He was quite a famous player himself.
And what about the actual music? I mean, you say he was had a fiery temperament, and that it reflected the dramatic place in which he lived. Do you hear that in the music, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's it goes from one extreme to the other musically. So there, for instance, in the F major concerto, which is at the beginning of the disc, it goes from allegro suddenly to the cello entry, which is the first entry is a largo. So you start with this fieriness, and then the cello comes in with a completely different subject, and so it's running from one extreme to the other in quick succession. You can imagine that was what his personality was like.
When you play this music, Julia, you have to bring something to it, don't you? It's not enough just to sort of play the dots on the page as faithfully as possible. You need to find the style. How do you do that?
Yeah, that was the tricky thing with this music. It's quite, some of the melodies are quite disjointed, so it's a matter of finding what his voice is and what he's trying to say, and then turning a melody that's quite unusual into something beautiful. And it took a lot of work, especially having Catherine on board, who had some experience with the repertoire. It was great. And it's just a matter of giving it the time and learning how to understand the music. So we have a lot of training. Both Catherine and I studied in The Hague. We understand the music of that era, being sort of the early part of the 18th century, early to late to mid, sorry, and finding a way to put all of the rules that we've learnt from different treatises into place, and then having that extra flexibility to accommodate a style that we're not as familiar with, and turning it into just using common sense and hopefully good taste, turning it into something really gorgeous.
So there has to be an element of guesswork, an element of conjecture in what
you do. Absolutely. You could say technically it's all conjecture, because we have no recordings to base anything on. So everything is a description in words. And so that's all we have to base research on. But I suppose when you play this music a lot, now it's been 20 years or something like that, I've been doing it. And so you start to have a bit of an instinct for it. And whether it's right or wrong, I'm not sure. But when you're happy with the result, that seems to be a good thing.
Can you give me an example, maybe, of, you said you have to rely on words. So you're talking about descriptions, contemporary descriptions of how the music sounded and what the players did. Can you give me an example of putting something like that into practice?
Yeah, a lot of the treatises are about playing a particular instrument. One of the main one for the violin is by Francesco Gemignani, and that was written in the 1750s. He actually describes what kind of sound we should have. He describes how to play the ornaments and where, how there should be a swell on the note, whether there should be vibrato or not. Vibrato was actually an ornament back then. And then also there are some musical examples of what you could do with ornamentation and interpretation of music, so that he wrote some compositions and he describes how one should play it. They also say a lot of those, the people who wrote treatises were control freaks, as I guess you could say someone like J.S. Bach was, because he wrote all his ornaments in. There's no need to add anything.
But that's useful, isn't it? Because that you can extrapolate from that.
That's exactly right. So that's the window to the time. And I think particularly with J.S. Bach, I don't think anyone could do better than that nowadays. It's such beautiful ornamentation. And we use that as our guide. It's sort of, well, I guess his ornamentation is like the Bible, really.
Look, finally, a word about Van Diemen's band, this new group that you formed.
I had this idea about a year and a half ago. The name popped into my head and I thought, oh, it's a sign. I have to do this. And after Hobart Baroque, there was a bit of a void, particularly for Baroque music down here. So I got some friends together and we basically recorded this CD. We have a few expats who are joining us for projects next year. So I like trying to get my friends to come back from Europe to come and play. And then we have some people from the mainland, and then the majority are Tasmanians. The best thing about this band is that down here we have a bit of a blank slate, so we can do what we like with trying to start our own style, I guess. For me, it's really interesting to be teaching some of the local musicians about this style, some people who have taken an interest in this style of music. Yeah, we can explore new repertoire, new old repertoire, I should say, and try and unearth some more fantastic music from the wealth of 18th century music there is.
Julia Fredersdorf, thank you very much indeed for talking to me. Congratulations on the CD. It's beautiful music, and we should listen to a little bit more of it, I think.
Thank you, Andy.